Brighton band, and they're kind of a punk band. They remind me of Softplay in sort of the way their bass lines work and everything. But there's something quite different about them as well. But they were on actually at the exact same time as Softplay at Reading Festival. But there's an electronic edge to these guys that you guys should check out. So you can find them at snayx.com, Snakes, I think. And I'm going to play us a song of theirs called Strut, that I've quite been enjoying. And lastly, we've got some music from Nikki Kinney, who is a South Asian pop musician making really, really catchy music, and she's got unapologetic lyrics that really made me laugh. I'm going to play us a single called All Things Nice, which is her latest single. You can find her at Nikki Kinney, spelled N-I-K-I K-I-N-I music.com. And lastly for this set, we're going to have some new music from Glass Animals, and I must have listened to this song 700 times since it's come out. It came out on the 8th of August, so just a little after we saw them actually at Oceaga Fest. But it's so catchy, it's really well done, it's quite an indie pop song, and it seems like this is the beginning of a new era for Glass Animals, and I could talk about this song endlessly, but you want to listen to music, I want to listen to music. It's called Vampire Bat, and you can find them at glassanimals.com. Let's start off with a little bit of the Jacques. This is Ramona here on CFRZ Radio.
Love, I'm helpless and they know so well that they won't see me. I won't open. question. It's funny how you hate and then you watch me, watch me.
All things fine. Sugar only stays with us so long, so long.
All things fine.
Sugar only stays with us so long, so long.
Don't gotta la 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 love me. Now it's getting saucy, cause you didn't like my response.
Ooh, love a sticky situation. Ooh, the beef and cousin Asian.
I don't even eat beef.
Not tryna be rude, but yeah, swoop low, grab low, hanging fruit coming. For the color of my skin, it's 2025 and you still ordering Indian takeout and chatting shit about me, huh? Did you look both ways when you crossed me, crossed me?
Don't cross me, Christian.
It's funny how you hate and then you watch me, watch me.
All things
fine. Sugar only stays with us so long, so long.
All things fine.
Sugar only stays with us so long.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC Radio, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. Welcome back to the Albert Road. We're here for the next sort of 15 minutes with you, and we're bringing you music from a bunch of different things. Obviously, we've had some new releases, and we've also had some music that's been live right now at Reading Festival, one of the biggest festivals in kind of modern music history, really. But we heard some music on that last set from a band called Jacques, who I really enjoy. They have a new single called Ramona that you should go check out. We heard some music that's playing right now at Reading Festival. The band Snakes, I think that's how you say their name, S-N-A-Y-X. Brighton-based kind of punky band with a really electro hard edge to it. We heard some music from them as well, a new single of theirs called Strut. We also heard some music from Nikki Kinney, who I did find myself chuckling along to that song, and it's also so catchy. That chorus is going to be stuck in my head. It was called All Things Nice, and I do recommend going and checking it out. You know, talking about really catchy music that's been stuck in my head for a long time, had new music from Glass Animals called Vampire Bat, and I also threw in a new single actually by Lava LaRue there, which I've really been enjoying, and I thought, you know what, it really continues on well from the Glass Animals song. They make such incredible melodies and stuff. This is the first single that they've released since last year's album Starface, which was their debut album, and I thought it was one of the albums of 2024. So good. Just the way that they blend a little bit of alternative, a bit of R&B, a little bit of soul in there, and then just like really catchy bass lines and stuff. They are one of the, they're quite, you know, multi-hyphenate. That's the word for them. Because apart from obviously the music that they make on their own, they've kind of set up a film production unit, really, and they've been, you know, directing videos for artists like Wet Leg. They directed Wet Leg's Brit performance, like Brit Awards performance, and they've sort of been around doing festivals of their own, but also hanging out with the Wet Leg crew. And they're just really awesome. So you can find them at lavalarue.bandcamp.com, spelled L-A-V-A-L-A-R-U-E. It's just an amalgamation, like a, it's just an anagram of their actual name. But the song was called Easy Come, Easy Go. I really enjoyed it. And now I think the one thing I can leave you with for this week's show is a little bit of real live music from Reading Festival. So the BBC does do coverage of a lot of the music at Reading Festival. They bring some clips, they have some coverage on live TV, and to be honest, their festival coverage this year has sort of been coming under a bit of scrutiny. You know, obviously they had the whole controversy with Kneecap and Bob Villain earlier in the year at Glastonbury Festival, but Reading, again, they've managed to come under fire from fans and music lovers alike, because they didn't broadcast Hozier, the headliner of Friday's Glastonbury. They didn't broadcast his set, and there's a whole political thing happening over there about censorship and whether the BBC is like overstepping a little bit and over-censoring. But I think that's a discussion for another day. I am going to bring us some live music from artists that we have managed to get performances for, though. So I'm going to bring us some music from Example, who was sort of the king of the school disco. He returned with a rousing performance that took the festival attendees back to their best days, you know, with his hit song Kickstarts. Also going to have some music from Still Woozy, the indie pop American act who I actually saw at Oceaga last year. I think he was playing just as it had stopped raining, and there were like rainbows throughout his set on the opposite side, and it was just a really lovely vibe. But he brought some delightful tunes to Reading as well. I'm going to play you a version of his song Cooks. The Kooks, the band, did also play Reading, but I'm not sure if I'll have time to bring you their set. So we might have a bit of that next week. We'll have more coverage from the festival coming up for you. But I'm going to play you Still Woozy's song, Cook. You can find him at woozystill.com. And then lastly, we're going to end with some punk rock energy from Softplay and Kate Nash. Now, Softplay, you know, really, they reformed a couple of years ago, released their album Heavy Jelly last year, changed their name and everything. And I think they may have finally found a bassist that works for the two-piece that could never find the rest of the band. Kate Nash She joined them. She's done a song with them that we have actually played on the show, but a while ago. It's on the extended version of their album called Heavier Jelly. The song's called Slushy. She joined them to play it. She was singing it and playing the bass, and it sounds so good. So that's what we're going to end on. Join us back next week, where we'll have more coverage from Reading and bring you all the deets on what happened at Oasis. See you next week. This is Example with Kickstart. Goodbye.
Get ready, maybe I might be done this before. No way. Yeah, I know you haven't really either. So what? Can't tell you why. Feels like I'm maybe in. Confused without my friends. Somebody takes my hand. Tell people going home. I don't need to do prevention on my phone.
Cause I'm really tired of the way we're moving on.
This lady on my lawn.
Well, I want you. Maybe it's all I do. Come to me.
We'd like to invite on stage a friend of ours, Kate Nash, everybody. This one's called Slushy.
All right, you are listening to CFRCFM 101.9 FM, also available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. It is now 9:30 in the p.m. on a balmy Sunday evening, and I am Weave. Good evening, everybody. I hope your weekend has been pleasant and sun-filled and sun-soaked and, you know, just feeling the summerly goodness. I am here kicking it live down here in the basement of Carruthers Hall with an hour and a half of a very kind of an all-over-the-place sort of a night. I got a, like, kind of a thing that's going to happen at the top of the hour. So I did an interview a couple weeks ago. And it's a very interesting one for sure, with Bob Wiseman of Blue Rodeo fame, and as well like some of the great solo records he's done. He's going to be coming to around the Kingston area in about a week or so from now, and I thought, and so I was asked to do this interview. And did it. And interviews aren't normally my thing, and you will see why. And that will be at the top of the hour. So stay tuned to that, as well as we're going to do some Thelonious Monk, some Daniel Johnston, some Microphones, and also some stuff like some Kurt Vile and some Dead Meadow. To start off with, though, and I'll probably get into this sort of more as it gets closer to the date. Propagandhi have kind of reunited recently and are doing a Canadian tour. And they are going to be coming to Kingston on the 15th. It's going to be at the Broom Factory. It is a sold out show now, which, you know, isn't really a surprise. I know a lot of people who are kind of psyched to scope that one out. It's also going to be awesome because Wax Mannequin and 47 Teeth are going to be opening the show. So it's going to be across the board a very, very awesome night. So I figure, because they are touring because they have a new record out, At Peace. So I figured we'll start off the show with some Propagandhi, and then I'm going to kick some sort of Winnipeg-based material, a little bit of Greg McPherson, the Teenage Knockups, the classic Winnipeg band, the Extroverts, also in there. Some good time stuff. But to start off with, like I said, we'll do the Propagandhi. We again are going to be coming to town in about 3 weeks from now at the Broom Factory. And this is a song called No Longer Young on CFRC. We'll be right back.
new toys. Me, price free. Get the green screens I've ever seen. Kids. I hate kids. Kids. I want to kill kids. What to do all day while it's blast. Fun is fun, but you gotta have the cash. My father's going out and working for it. You can steal from mom and dad's wallet. You no time to call your folks up. Let them know you've got too drunk. Got kicked out, you're living on the street. Stay with mine or get your ass beat. Kids. I hate kids. I want to kill kids.
It is now